Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 561 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on the FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 14 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have our guest on the line, and a beautiful day here in central Minnesota. We're going to travel to Wisconsin and visit with Mr. Cedric Soley. Good morning, Cedric. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing as well as could be expected.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so I know, according to your address, you're in Thorpe, Wisconsin. What's the weather like in Thorpe today?
Well, the sun is shining, the grass is green, and it looks like a beautiful day.
Oh, good, good. And whereabouts is Thorpe located in Wisconsin? North, east, south, or west, or whereabouts is it?
Well, it's kind of west central. If you know where Eau Claire is.
I do, yeah.
About 40 miles east of Eau Claire.
East of Eau Claire, okay. Yeah, pretty much in almost in the center of Wisconsin then. All right. Is that where you were born and raised, or where did it all get started?
Yeah, I was born and raised 7 miles from here.
Okay, okay. Never got too far from home then. You stayed right there. All right. And go to school in that area then?
Pardon me?
Did you go to school in that same area?
Yeah, I went to Stanley. I was raised in Stanley.
Okay.
And then moved downhill to Thorpe.
Okay, very good. And did you get started playing music in school, or did you learn that beforehand? In school. So did you take the bass horn in school, or did you start on something else?
No, I played bass horn. That's what I wanted to play.
Oh, really? Okay. And so make it through all 12 grades of school?
Yeah.
Did you go to college at all?
No.
No, okay. Started playing right after that then? Did you start playing professionally in the dance bands, or what did you do?
I got out of high school in, I think the fall after I graduated, I went on the Fritchie Band.
Oh, you did, with Fritchie. Okay. Very good. And that worked out pretty good for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was it like?
It was enjoyable, and it was good. It was good experience.
Really? What was it like playing with Fez? He was quite the showman, huh?
Yeah, it was all the guys on the band were all pretty good guys, and Fez was a good guy, too. So
sure.
I enjoyed it.
Well, good. How long did you stay with the band, with the Fez Fritchie Band?
About, let's see, I started in 57, about a year and a half, a little better.
Okay, okay. And do you remember whose place you took or who replaced you? Do you remember any of the bass players?
Yeah, Al Draghi was my predecessor.
Oh, Al was, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of him. And then who took over after you left, do you know?
I can't remember.
You can't remember. Okay. Well, I know you were telling me when we were on the phone yesterday that you can't remember some things. And I said, well, then we'll just make it up. So I know one of the bass players that played for Fez in the later years. Maybe you know him too. Jay Patterson. Had you ever heard of him?
Oh, I sort of heard of him because I sold him my horn when I left Richie's band.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives up here in our country. He's up here in Waite Park, Minnesota, by St. Cloud. So, yeah, a good bass player, too. Well,
yeah,
good.
Excellent bass player.
Yeah. So where did you go after you left Fez?
Well, I went back to Stanley, and of course, I was in love, you know, and
oh.
How that works.
Oh, yeah, that was that time of life, too.
I got married the following year, and I worked. Oh, I worked in cheese factories, and I drove milk truck, and, you know, you rattle around a little bit. I worked with my dad on the farm.
Okay.
And so I always managed to make a living. Sometimes it was kind of iffy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you guys have kids?
Yeah, I had three kids.
You have three. Okay.
One, my daughter lives up in your neck of the woods. She lives up at, now you're asking me a complicated question.
Okay.
Albany.
Albany. Oh, she's right up here. Yeah. In our town here. Yeah. Good. Okay. How about the other two? All girls or a boy and a girl or what did?
I had a boy and two girls.
Boy and two girls. Okay.
My son lives in, he's retired. That's a heck of a note, isn't it?
Yeah, already when the kids are retiring.
He's retired. He lives in Columbus, Wisconsin, and my daughter lives at Emory, Wisconsin.
Okay. Okay. They provide you with some grandkids already, too?
Oh, I got a whole flock of them.
You do, huh? Okay. So, did the kids take up any music? Did they follow in your footsteps?
Well, not really. They played in the band in high school, and my youngest daughter, they all took piano lessons and stuff too. But my youngest daughter plays for the church What did I just say?
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
You gotta bear with me. My mind is leaving me.
It is. Huh? That's all right.
And in Amory.
Okay.
She's a choir accompanist primarily.
Okay. 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 But none of them took up the polka music like you did.
No. They had good sense.
Yeah. And and your wife is still with you?
Yeah, my first wife is still, she's still around, but we wound up divorcing.
Oh.
Oh, quite a few years ago. So I have two wives, and I get along with both of them. That's
well,
amazing.
There you go. Good for you. Well, good. So people always like to know the brand name of your horn. What kind of horn do you have for a tuba?
Ask me a complicated question.
Is it the upright bass, recording bass, or is it a sousaphone?
It's an upright.
Upright.
It's a small one. The older I got, the smaller my horns got.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's easier to carry them when they get a little smaller, that's for sure. Good. So, in playing, I'm sure you ran into a lot of good bass horn players over the years. Who impressed you? Who was that you thought, boy, I'd like to be able to play like him? Were there any that you care to mention?
Well, Years ago, I used to listen to Whoopi John on the radio on Saturday nights.
Uh-huh.
And I think Willie Stevenson and Joe Dooley Ward were playing with them. And they, of course, they read the book, you know. They were excellent tuba players. And, there were quite a few that that were there.
Did you ever run into Elmer Scheid's bass horn players, Dear Comic?
Oh, yeah. I knew Dear, yeah.
You knew him? How about Hillary Haig?
Hillary I only met once, but Dear was an excellent tuba player.
You bet. Did you ever tackle that Elephant's Waltz solo like Dare used to play?
Yeah, I did.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he played it better than I did.
Oh, you think so? Okay. Oh, yeah, we are always our worst critics, you know. But I've heard that you are pretty darn good, too.
Well, you know, there's always room for improvement. I like to say I was an adequate tuba player.
Uh-huh. So did you learn to read notes then, or did you play by ear?
No, I read music, and then, I played with the local bands around here some, and they didn't really have a tuba book, so I kind of learned it too.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, and the playing of a tuba, that's quite an art, I would have to say, because, you know, when you play the concertina or even a trumpet or clarinet, you play the melody, that's easier to play. But when you're playing rhythm is basically what you're playing with a tuba, you must have to kind of listen to other bands and kind of pick up how you do that, huh?
Oh, yeah. You'd always do that, you know. I listened to Whoopi John's band, but they read the book. But
sure.
That was an outstanding band.
Oh, yeah. They were good, that's for sure. So, I lost my, I was going to ask you another question here, and I lost my train of thought for a moment. So, you know, I'm getting up closer to your age all the time.
Well, you know, you get up in years and your mind wanders, and sometimes it doesn't find its way back.
Yeah. Oh, golly. I know. I was going to ask, did you play with any of the Wisconsin bands? Did you play with Dick Rogers or with Don Peachy? Any of those bands at all?
Well, I played a little bit with Don Peachy in later years.
Okay.
And I played with Ernie Reck's band. That was in the early 60s, I guess. We were TV stars in those days.
Oh, you were. Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. So now, most recently, probably the last band that you've been seen and playing with was Barefoot Becky?
Yeah, that was about it. I played quite a bit with Ray Conkle in later years. It was just a concertina, piano, drums, and bass with Ray. But Ray's an excellent concertina player.
Yeah, we got to see him up here 2 years ago at the Concertina Bowl in Minnesota. And he was 90-some years old at that time, and my gosh, he could still play with the best of them. He is really good.
Yeah, he still does, and he plays every day, you know. He just loves playing.
Yep, and that's what keeps him young, too. And, of course, his wife is with him. Jermaine plays the drums, so that always helps when both of them are participating in the same activity. You know, it keeps the interest there, that's for sure.
Yeah, Ray was, he's excellent. He's very, very, and he's can't play sitting down. He's 93 years old, but when he's playing, he plays standing up always.
Yep, that's what we've seen, too, at the Concertina Bowl. Yeah, just really in good shape. You know, you tell us that he's 93. He sure didn't look it there at all. He looks much younger. So,
yeah.
And that's a real compliment when you can take care of yourself and be in that good of shape. So, for sure. Did you get to know Tuba Dan at all? Dan Jarabic?
I've met him a few times, so that was about it.
Okay.
He was eastern part of the state, and I knew him, but not all that well.
Sure. How about Jimmy Dorschner with the Ray Dorschner Band?
Oh, yeah. Jim, I knew him. There was probably the best bass horn player that I ever heard.
I believe it. I mean, he could really handle that horn. And it was so sad that he died so young, huh?
Yeah, really.
You know, we never understand that part of life, why some go so young and some of us hang around for so long. You just don't know how that's all figured out. But, I mean, we're glad we're still here. But, boy, we lost a good one when we lost Jim Dorschner there.
Yeah, he was excellent tuba player. I would rate Jim and Dirk Hammack probably the best I ever heard.
Sure, you bet, you bet. Well, Cedric, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. If you care to stand by there, I got to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. And then after that, I'll come back to you again, if that's all right.
That sounds good to me.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. We continue from last week's ad about the change in ownership at the St. Joe Meat Market. So we told you that Harvey and Carol have retired, and they sold the meat market to their daughter, Wendy. Now, Wendy is the fifth child of Harvey and Carol. Wendy is married to Joe Tyson. They have three children, Jack, Macy, and Rhett. They come into ownership with all sorts of enthusiasm, ambition, and energy. We look forward to many more years of continued success under the leadership of Wendy and her family and wonderful employees. The Brat of the Week series continues this week. It's another very popular brat, the smoked honey mustard brat, starting with a nice blend of pork and beef with real honey added, seasoned to perfection. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. As always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. Hosting and cooking this weekend at the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market will be the St. Joseph Y2K Lady Lions. What a great job they always do. The St. Joe Meat Market open daily Monday through Friday, 6 to 6. Saturdays, 6 until 5, closed on Sunday. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913, and that is the St. Joe Meat Market. Cedric, for being our guest on the show, you've been here before. You know that we put up a nice meat package at the meat market, and along with KASM Radio, we send that out to you priority mail and hope that you and your wife and family around you enjoy it in good health. How's that sound for you?
It sounds wonderful.
Great. And you're still taking nourishment yet? You still like all them meat entrees?
Well, yeah, I still like to eat, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, good. And your wife's name?
Bernice.
Bernice. Okay. Well, great. Well, we'll get that off in the mail to you and hope that you and Bernice, you enjoy that. So you bet. Well, we were talking about some of the bands, and most recently, Barefoot Becky. How about the ballrooms that you've been in over the years? I know the ballrooms are declining, but as you look back and think back, a lot of good ones, I'll bet, that you've played at over the years, huh?
Oh, yeah. There were some dandies up in your neck of the woods. There was always Glencoe.
Oh, yeah. Playmore Ballroom, and Glencoe. That one's still going.
Yeah, and there were so many of them. The prom ballroom was going. And,
yeah. Schlieff's Little City.
You're making my mind think a little bit, and it doesn't do that very often.
Well, I'll help you out a little bit. How about the Bel Ray Ballroom?
Oh, yeah.
Got there?
Yeah,
how about
that was brand new, I think, when we started.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
We played in there. Oh, yeah, with some Fritchie band. I played in there with Ernie Reck.
Okay.
And, that was a fun spot.
How about the Medina Ballroom? You get over there at all?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah, that was a hopping good place. And that one, fortunately, still standing, still going yet. How about Schlieff's Little City?
I don't know. I didn't play there very much. I think I played there once or twice, but Fez didn't seem to get along with him.
Oh, okay. Okay. And over in Wisconsin, you had some nice ballrooms, too. I was in the one in Wausau. I believe it was called Schmidt's Ballroom. Did you ever get in that one?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one, yeah. And, you know, when I played with Tony and Betty Wolf and the Deutschmeisters just in high school yet. And but I was 18 already. I think I was 19. And so the big thing there was when we traveled to Wisconsin, you only had to be 18 years old to get served to drink beer. So they told us we could drink beer, but not too much, so that we stayed in shape for playing.
Well, yeah, I guess that was when I was 18 when I came to New Ulm.
Okay.
But I looked older, and I was played with the Fritchie band, so the doors were open.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I looked older, and I behaved myself.
You bet. You didn't ever get in with the Six Fat Dutchman at all, huh?
I played a few jobs with the Six Fat, but I never played anything steady with them.
Yeah. Yeah, Harold was quite the bass horn player, too.
Yeah.
But he always, he liked to be out front, so he usually had another bass horn player with him, huh?
Yeah. When I was in Rome, Radio Shotko was an excellent musician. He played bass horn. He was from Omaha.
Okay. Okay.
And he also played accordion.
Okay.
So he played with the Omaha Symphony at one time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. So as you think back, your favorite polkas and waltzes to play, was there a favorite one, maybe had a tuba solo in, that you really liked, polka or waltz?
No, I don't think I had any favorites. There were a few I didn't like, but you're asking me to remember now, and I have trouble remembering my own name anymore.
Oh, I think you do pretty good. I know some of the songs that have tuba solos, and one of them that I always like is the Nebraska Polka.
Yeah. I played it, but not a lot.
Okay. Okay. How about the Sharpshooters March?
Which one?
The Sharpshooters March?
No, I don't believe I ever played it.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No.
Under the Double Eagle, that one was another good one, march tune.
Oh yeah. Well, I played that in high school with the high school band.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Well, Cedric, we're coming down to that time of the program, and I want to save some music to play Fez Fritzy music that you would have played, and also you're on one of Becky's recordings, so we'll play some of that. But I usually ask everyone about this time of the program if there's a special memory that you have from over the years as you think back over your career. Was there something that stands out that you thought was really special, good, bad, or otherwise?
Well, I'll think about it a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
And then try and clean it up.
Okay. Well, I know playing with Fez had to be very special. I don't know if you played for really big crowds ever that you remember, or any special event, president or a political thing.
Well, I don't know. We played with Becky. We played all over. Heck, we played in Florida, and we played in Nashville, and we played all over the country there. It was a lot of fun with Becky.
Oh, I believe that. You bet. And her husband Terry, always along, very nice guy, and Terry Ard, and then you, and then who would the drummer be then when you guys were traveling with Becky?
Most of the time it was Dale Baker.
Okay, okay.
And then Don Elmer played sax and clarinet. And the two of us got along pretty good. She said we were overage juvenile delinquents.
Oh, okay. Oh, and they are wonderful people, Terry and Becky. They make life easy. Did you ever get to play with Craig Ebel?
No, I didn't.
I know he helps her out once in a while, plays drums. So,
I played some jobs with him. In fact, I played at his folks' wedding dance.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was with the Fritchie Band.
Okay, that was over at the Bel Ray probably because Craig's dad owned the Bel Ray back in those years.
Yeah, that was before that. It was in Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, now we're going back there quite a ways. You bet.
Yeah, well, I was with, I think I was steady with the Fritchie Band.
At that time.
What was it? Elhart. Elhart and LeVay.
Yep.
Folks.
Yep. Abels, yep.
Yep.
Yep. Good people. Well, boy, this has been fun, Cedric. I'll tell you what, you do pretty darn good for not being able to remember a whole lot. You do a very good job.
Well, thank you. You know, it comes back once in a while, but it bobbles around there.
Yep.
I remember my name, and I can find my way home.
Well, those are two important things. That sounds good. Well, Cedric... we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And I do tell every guest that if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road, we can do this thing again sometime. What do you think?
That sounds okay to me. It's up to you.
Okay, very good. Well, with that, we're going to wish you a pleasant afternoon, you and Bernice. And we look forward to talking to you again sometime. So if you want to stay on the phone, I will talk to you off the air. And you have a great day. All right, Cedric?
Okay, sounds good to me.
All righty, and there he goes. Mr. Cedric Soley, he is our 561st guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up, first of all, by Fez Fritzy and his Goosetown Band in just moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 561st edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Coming up on 15 minutes now, past the hour of 12 noon, 75, our current temperature here in Albany. We're going to get things started with music by Fez Fritchie, the band that Cedric Soli played with first as he graduated from high school. Started out with Fez and his Goosetown band. Here's the Country Boy Polka. Fez Fritchie and his Goosetown band, yes, the Country Boy Polka. 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 75, our temperature, and sunshine here in central Minnesota. Here's one that Fez was really known for, a waltz tune, The Bullfrog in St. Paul. Fez Fritchie and his Goosetown band, the Bullfrog and St. Paul Waltz. As we are coming up on 20 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading, that is at 75 degrees here in central Minnesota, as we are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport and now St. Joe, Minnesota. Jeannie texting in information saying, hello, and here you go for a copy for today. Alaska, fall colors of New England, Hawaii, Ireland, or maybe the Canadian Rockies, Banff and Glacier Park. Sound like exciting adventures for you in 2026? Then now is the time to check in with Jeannie B's by calling 320-345-1581 or stop by the new office that opens the first week in August in St. Joe. Jeannie B's offers tours for everyone's interests, from deluxe motor coach to fly out extended vacations. If you're thinking a minication might be your choice, Jeannie B's will take you to the Apostle Islands, Northern Minnesota Escape, Mississippi River Cruise, and more. Daycations departing in the morning, fun all day, and home for supper might be for you. Just call 320-345-1581 for tour details. Mark your calendars for September 8th, 9th, and 10th for Jeannie B's Customer Appreciation Days and Jeannie B's Designs Fall Sale at the new location at 124 First Avenue Southeast in St. Joe. Jeannie B's has moved from Freeport as of this past week. The open house customer appreciation is all 3 days, September 8th, 9th, and 10th, from 9 until 3 each day. Invite your friends for door prizes and door prize drawings, treats, tour information, and see all the Jeannie B's fall decor. Holiday tour discounts will be available all 3 days. As Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. And again, that's all for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport and now St. Joe, Minnesota. You bet. Jeannie B's, a fun traveling organization, and you're sure to have a great time when you travel. Sign up and travel with Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie B's, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of Fez Fritchie and his Goosetown Band. Here's the Wapoka tune, one called Hook by Soup by. Fez Fritchie and his Goosetown Band, Hoop-by-Soup-by Polka. Great music there from days gone by. Here's Fez with a nice waltz tune, one called the Blue Skirt Waltz. Thank you.
met you where lights were bright and people were carefree and gay. You were the beautiful lady in blue. I was in heaven just waltzing with you. You thrilled me with strange delight. Then softly you stole away. I dream of that night with you, lady, when first we met. We danced in a world of blue. How can my heart forget? Blue were the skies and blue were your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back, and don't be blue anymore. Come back, blue lady, come back, and I won't be blue anymore.
As Fritzy and his Goose Town Band, yes, Fez on the vocal there with the Blue Skirt Waltz. Great rendition there of the Blue Skirt Waltz. 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, it's old time polka time, and Fez, this is probably his signature song, Tanta Anna.
Ha 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 ha. Auf Wiedersehen, Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna seh, dann muss ich immer lachen. Sie geht so stolz von Kopf bis Zeh und dann macht sie Sorgen, Sachen. Sie trägt so einen grünen Abendkleid, Hut mit roten Feder. Aber wer sie sieht, na der weiß Bescheid und dann ruft sofort ein jeder. Tanta Anna, Tanta Anna, du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Jeden Mann.
Tanta Anna.
Bei wem beißt aber keiner an?
Tanta Anna.
Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die Frau, die mir gefällt. Wer pflegt sein Haar mit Schweineehl? Jungfrau sterben.
Tanta Anna.
Dann lass mich dein Vermögen erben.
Tanta Anna.
Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. So wie du gebaut bist. Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die Frau, die mir gefällt.
Fez Fritzy, his all-time big hit there, Tanta Anna. Nice polka tune. 28 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. One more on the way with Fez and the band. It's a waltz tune, one called The Moonbeams Clear. Thank you. That's Fritchie and his Goostown Band. Yes, a classic recording there. Moonbeam's Clear Waltz. Wrapping up our first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're into the final portion right now. And that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside and the home of the Hustler brand Zero Turn Lawnmowers. Kevin's located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler, of course, the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, always with a nice inventory of brand-new Hustlers on hand. Like I've been telling you the past few weeks, he's got one with your name on. Just go and see him. He'll prove it to you. And, of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. He can change your lubricants, belts, and hoses, sharpen your blades. Kevin also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, make sure that Kevin is there when you come out there. Call 320-363-7459. Now, Kevin also took on that Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment line. He has handheld blowers, backpack blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. They're self-propelled lawnmowers and more. They're all powered by that 56-volt lithium battery. Always call Kevin, 320-363-7459. For more information about that Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. And Kevin's Countryside, well, they bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet every week at this time. 27 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, and we're going to shift gears right now. So Cedric did not record with Fez at all, so that was a different bass horn player, but Cedric certainly played all of those arrangements over the years. Right now, we're going to switch to Barefoot Becky and her Ivanhoe Dutchman. This recording is called their Road Trip Special, and Cedric was the bass horn player on this recording. See his name in the credits here. And so we are going to start out with one called the Schneider Polka, Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. Barefoot Becky and her Ivanhoe Dutchman. Great recording there of the Schneider Polka. That was Cedric Soley on the bass horn solo. All right, it's old time waltz time now with Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. Here's a nice Landler tune, and it's one called the Slow and Easy Landler. Thank you. Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman, the slow and easy landlord. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time for just a couple more selections. Here's another nice old-time polka, a little Hooleri style, and it's one called Wally's Polka. Barefoot Becky and her Ivanhoe Dutchman, a nice Hooleri tune there, one called Wally's Polka. And we're coming up on 18 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice waltz tune. It's one called the Enchanted Woods Waltz. Thank you. Barefoot Becky and her Ivanhoe Dutchman. Beautiful music there by Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. And, of course, featuring Cedric Soley on the tuba. Cedric Soley on the tuba work. As we come up on 15 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have to check weather and the funeral announcements and the birthday club all before 1 o'clock.